strike fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's take a quick break from the raw political content to show you Kamala Harris. No. We will have some interesting Kamala Harris stuff coming up. There's a young boy who went for his annual wellness check and was given a bunch of vaccines and immediately became ill afterwards. And this story has really gone viral on X, and I'll just let the video and the mother here tell the story. But this is gut-wrenching stuff. This is heartbreaking stuff. And this is what Big Pharma is doing to our children. And this is what they want to mandate to our children. Poison that can literally just make them sick and even wipe out their minds. And so it's really sad, but this is what happened to baby Fox after a wellness check, forced vaccines, and then the follow-up. Guys actually rolled, I guess it's, is that clip, that's clip one, isn't it? Or is that clip two? All right, let me see clip one. Go ahead. Yeah, there it is.
Hey, hey, it's okay. Hey, hey, Fox. Foxy.
Fox. I just can't even imagine.
Fox. Foxy. Fox, I'm here.
You've got a happy, healthy, fully conscious, engaged, observant baby. You take him to the doctor. They hit him up with a bunch of vaccines, and then it's like they're just gone. I just can't even imagine. It's just devastating to see. And so it goes on.
He's drilling, babe. Okay.
And you can just see that
okay. He
knows there's something wrong. And just not reacting. Just
what muscles were all spasming? His legs? Shh, Felina.
Mostly his right leg.
Okay.
I mean, can you imagine?
Right leg and right arm.
You take a kid for a wellness check. They pump a bunch of vaccines into them, and then you can immediately see there's a bad side effect.
Is that where you got that shot?
You got a shot.
Okay.
And you're just watching
your
tiny child there.
He feels warm again.
After getting bombed with Big Pharma vaccines.
He's breathing. Babe, I'm so glad you called. Oh, my gosh.
I've tried to read up on it, and it seems to be this specific vaccine.
You can make your own health decisions, folks, but make sure you're informed.
What vaccine?
Make sure you know everything they're pumping into your child before something like this happens.
What does it stand for?
And I just can't even imagine.
Mate.
Having to see this from your once active and engaged son now. Now, the mother here...
It was his fourth dose of this, and this has never acted like this before?
Just horrible. All right. The mother here gives an update because they received a lot of support on X, where stuff like this isn't banned. It'd be banned on YouTube and Facebook. Oh, you know, vaccine misinformation. Yeah, just a kid bombed out of his mind after a vaccine dose. But here is the mother giving an update.
Hey, I just wanted to say, we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart for your prayers and support and love. If there's one thing positive that we've witnessed here, it's an incredible amount of humanity and support. And without that support, we would not be doing as well as we are doing. And from the bottom of our heart, we appreciate you and thank you. I just wanted everyone to know that. We love you so much. We'd be lost without you.
You know, one of the proudest things about InfoWars, we've never taken a dime, not even a penny, not even a morsel of dirt from Big Pharma with their products destroying children. Despicable stuff.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Debate night. What are we now, guys? 4 hours? A little under? Said Kamala Harris. Do you think she'll get through the debate without a cackle? Is that on the betting charts? A lot of people placing bets tonight. Got a lot of bets. I think there's some locks. I put them out on my ex. We're not giving gambling advice. All right. Let's go now to the illegal immigration story here. And we had a woman testifying on a situation. Here were the stories from last year. This was last year. You didn't hear about it. You didn't hear about it on the mainstream news. You know, they're not interested in Maria Gonzalez. Did you hear about Maria Gonzalez? 18-year-old Juan Carlos Garcia Rodriguez arrested after 11-year-old strangled body found in Pasadena, Texas. Migrant wanted for questioning and sexual assault, strangling of girl, 11 years old, found dead under bed by her father. An 11-year-old warned about a mysterious stranger before her rape and murder. Now father needs justice. Oh, she warned about it. Yeah, like we've warned about the illegals coming in and raping people. Like Trump warned about the illegals coming in and raping people. And then the Democrats let them in and they raped and killed people. Just horrible. Texas girl, 11 years old, found raped and murdered under her bed, was killed by an illegal immigrant, 18 years old, who crossed into El Paso in January and was promptly freed by the authorities. So yeah, I want aiding and abetting here. I want aiding and abetting all agencies and individuals responsible for letting this guy in that raped and killed a young girl. You want to put an end to it? There it is right there. So that's what this woman went to the Capitol to testify about today, called up by Republicans to tell the story. And so here is April Aguirre speaking about young Maria Gonzalez in clip 21.
Of immigrant parents, I am ashamed of what the Biden-Harris administration has done to our country by opening our borders to all, including criminals, who are wolves in sheep's clothing. Doctor, I heard you mention that over 115,000 people are missing in Mexico. I know. One of those people is my cousin, and all of my family lives in Mexico. We have to comprehend that the majority of those are women. And there's a word that is used in Mexico, and it's called femicidio, and that's called femicide. The act of being murdered just because you are a woman. It is unimaginable for us to think that alongside those seeking refuge are not the same people that are there to victimize them, and alongside victimized citizens as well. I have personally worked 3 cases within the city of Houston where little girls were targeted simply because they were young, beautiful, and vulnerable. And of course, underage. Predators have an appetite for children. And in all these cases, there was an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old, whose mom is here today, and a 16-year-old freshman in high school. I'm going to be the voice today for Maria Gonzalez, who is also a migrant. She arrived here, and her father didn't own a vehicle. He walked to work. Her father is the essence of the type of immigrants we should want in this country. Law-abiding, hardworking man working for $7 an hour, 14 hours a day. He left that weekend, and he told his daughter he was going to work. She had a cell phone. She was in the safety of her home. This migrant that came here as a child crossed the border, was given to a sponsor, and was only here 3 weeks before he decided to leave his sponsor's home, go to Pasadena, Texas, from Louisiana, and he saw Maria. At one point or another, he decided that was going to be his prey. He saw her father leave to work. He knew their schedule. He knocked on Maria's door. Maria, recognizing that it was a neighbor, told her father on WhatsApp on a voice message, "Hey, Dad, somebody's knocking on the door." And she said it in Spanish, "Papi, me estás tocando la puerta." "Dad, is that you knocking on the door?" Thinking her father had forgotten something. That was the last time he ever heard Maria's voice. When Maria went to the door, there's a little chain that we have in those apartments, right? When you open the door to try to keep us safe, that chain was not enough to keep this animal out of Maria's apartment. He pushed his way in, and Maria fought for her life. She was 11 years old. To all of you, three little girls passing away may not be many, but what if one of those little girls was your daughter, your granddaughter, or your niece? Can you imagine them trying to fight off a grown man off of them? The shock of being undressed, the pain of being beaten and smothered, trying to fight for your life while a predator's one objective is to use them to satisfy their sick and demented appetites. Our girls deserve protection. Our girls deserve to live their life without fear. Our girls deserve to perish in a natural manner of old age. We live in a society where we have gained so much medical advancements that if you have cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, they will take care of you. But we're losing healthy children. And this case to me resonates because she's also a migrant child. And this says to me we're letting everything through the border because we're not checking them. And you're victimizing citizens. You're victimizing immigrants alike. We're not against immigration. We're against unvetted immigration. And I want you to know, as a woman who has a majority of their family in Mexico that are not privileged enough to be in this country, there's no such thing as collecting DNA swabs. There's no such thing as embalming. There's no such thing as doing a real autopsy like we do here. Mexico and Central America is where predators thrive. You think they come here to this country and it's the first time they do this? No. This is just a place where we figure it out and we care about our daughters. And we're going to find out. Finding a little girl in Mexico that has been sexually assaulted is just a normal Tuesday. It's nothing unusual. So I want you to know, immigration is good. I am the living proof of that. My parents don't even have a speeding ticket. That's the type of migrants we want. But bringing them to this country, it's further victimizing what these same immigrants got away from in their countries. We have to have some form of check and balances, a real system to identify these criminals that are hiding in sheep's, they're wolves in sheep's clothing is what they are. So I ask you, I implore you, close your eyes. I know you have a little girl in your family. Imagine somebody undressing her. Imagine somebody fighting her. Imagine somebody strangling her. Maria was so covered in bruises, I had to go and shop for a funeral dress for her to cover the damage that that man did to her. Maria lost fingernails in her fight, and she's a migrant child. Not everybody is the same, and we have to identify these monsters because, like my dad says, they're giving all of us good migrants such a bad name. We owe it to the migrants that are getting away from these communities, and we owe it to our citizens to offer them a safe society. People say, well, citizens kill too, but in these cases, all of these cases are migrants that cause this. And it's the failure of our policies by not checking them.
Yeah, it's a whole panel of victims' families there that were raped and killed by illegal immigrants. And, you know, Republicans are just so bad at framing narratives and responses. Now, the kind of alternative media or the independent media now, the new right media, does a lot better at controlling the narrative. But still, there's a long way to go. Because it should be understood, when the Democrats let in 25 million illegal immigrants, 15 million alone, just the Biden-Harris years, that's a giant middle finger to people who have come here legally, who have paid the bills, paid the lawyers, and gone through that rigorous process to become a citizen legally, to migrate here legally, or who do work and are engineers and doctors and other jobs to become citizens. And so that's real stuff. And when they just let all these illegal immigrants in and give them free stuff, it's a gigantic middle finger to the people that do it legally, and not to mention the American citizen. So the number one, if there's a list of the people most important to the U.S. government, and the metric is who gets the most money, number one is non-citizens. The U.S. government, number one priority, non-citizens. Non-citizens. But okay. And maybe Trump brings that up tonight. So what would a Democrat do in response to this hearing? What would a Democrat do in response to this panel? Certainly they'd have a heart. Certainly they'd have a soul. Certainly they would feel for these families who have had their daughters raped and murdered by illegal immigrants brought in by Democrats and by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Certainly that they would have a soul and they would soften up to these stories. Oh, no. Nope. Not even close. Listen to what this Democrat woman says, aggressively confronting the witness, the witnesses. And listen to their response. This is pretty epic here in clip 30.
What is happening today at this committee hearing, where we have colleagues who are exploiting people's pain for political purposes. And unfortunately, that's what's happening today.
I don't feel exploited in any way. As a matter of fact, I find it very interesting that all 5 minutes for both of your testimonies on the left have not had any questions for us up here, but instead a speech. And I will tell you, I'm getting tired of hearing about the most comprehensive border bill, which did nothing for immigration. I mean, for American citizens.
It's insulting that you would say that to these families, that you would make an assumption that they're being used or exploited in any way. You know, what I will do is I'll give you my number. It's 281-673-0736. And I'd like a phone call from you to see what you can do to help these families, because every single week I get bombarded with calls from victims all over the United States. But I'm just a small person with a small foundation that helps people here locally in Houston and Harris County. Not one time when her daughter was murdered and I was helping her navigate the criminal justice system did one Democrat call me to offer their assistance. It was only Republicans. And I am an independent. I vote both ways.
I'm so
it's insulting. No, please don't speak over me, because I'm still talking.
Ooh. Okay. Responding
I'm not done. I have the mic. I have the floor. If you want to answer me, you ask.
Chair has the time and the witness is allowed to respond.
So I'm asking, you said some very broad statements. It's insulting. These people lost loved ones. They lost children. And we want to see a difference. We may not understand everything that's going on, but I assure you that we're not being used in any way. And if today somebody calls that number that wants to help from any side of the aisle, we want solutions.
That's what I just talked about.
I'm still talking. So please don't.
I just talked about it.
Don't make an assumption. Don't make an assumption that we're being used. That is insulting.
The time belongs to the chair. The chair now
yields. Insulting.
The chair yields the remainder of his time to the gentleman from Texas.
You know, it's nice to see, and, well, you know, to complete the thought, it's nice to see Americans waking up to the evil nature of Democrats and the destructive nature of Democrat Party policies. It's nice. It really is refreshing. And we got to take this ball to the end zone, and the Democrat Party has to be completely eradicated politically. They cannot be allowed any political power at all. And there's fast ways to do this, like going back to the originalist way of putting together 100 senators and stopping gerrymandering. Democrats would become powerless overnight. But no, it's going to have to be the long, patient process of Americans just waking up and realizing what a cancer the Democrat Party is, the biggest criminal organization in the history of this country. And so you're seeing it from sea to shining sea, as they say, coast to coast. But part of the agenda with all the illegals getting brought in across the border is to replace the Democrat voter class. 100%, that's what it's all about. They know, they see what's going on. They're losing women voters. They're losing black voters. This is what the Democrats have relied on in elections, is the female vote and the black vote. Without it, they have nothing. And so they're losing it. So they know that. So they're bringing in new voter blocks of people that don't even speak English and are just going to suck off the system. But can you imagine being such a smug, arrogant B.I. itch like Democrat Representative Escobar to say, you're being used as a political pawn? She's up there voluntarily. She's not hearing from Democrats. These are mothers, family members who have lost their children, who have been raped and murdered by illegal immigrants that you, a dirty, rotten, stinking Democrat, brought in. And they know damn well. And then you're going to sit up there and point the finger and say, you're being used? Disgusting. Can't say I'm surprised. By the way, big stuff is going to break in Texas. Texas will be the next Ohio probably within the end of the month. Hotel faces legal action after Venezuelan gangs take over. This is in El Paso. The owner of a Texas hotel faces legal action due to alleged violent criminal activity involving suspected members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, which has been under the spotlight leading up to the 2024 election. The conditions inside the El Paso premises are described in court documents as deplorable. Video evidence presented in court shows individuals apparently partying in hotel hallways, using weapons, and engaging in violence in front of children. But, see, the hotel doesn't care. The hotel doesn't care because all their rooms are booked up by the government and given to the non-citizens. In this case, it's the Venezuelan gangs. Now, maybe they took over the rooms. Maybe it was given to them. It may come out in court. Now, look, I like Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, a lot. He's probably one of the great attorney generals. But I will tell you, there is an active effort out of the governor's office and maybe even Ken Paxton's office to keep these stories under wraps because they're bad, folks. They're bad. Because it's not just this hotel in El Paso, one of the border towns, where if you've seen some of those viral border videos that we shot, that I shot confronting Border Patrol, that was in El Paso. Folks, they got issues all over Texas. They got issues all over Texas with hotels being overrun by illegal immigrant gangs. And now just in squalor conditions. And they kind of did that to El Paso, and then the media caught wind and went down there and filmed it, and then they moved them all out of El Paso. But I think Texas will be the next Colorado. Texas will be the next Ohio. The next big immigration stuff is going to break out of Texas. And this is just the beginning, is my that's what I suspect here. And so, obviously, it looks bad on the Republican leadership here, but they could have done more to stop it. They could have fought harder to stop it. So that's on the governor. That's definitely on the governor. By the way, here's more from Ohio. Tyler Oliveira is out there interviewing people, and they are not shy to speak. He's got dozens of these up on his X account. And so here's another citizen in Springfield, Ohio, talking about what's going on in clip 27.
I mean, they're nothing but a headache. All they're doing is raising our rent and our taxes and wrecking vehicles, and there's just been nothing but a hassle since they've been here. It's been horrible.
How would you rank their driving from 1 to 10?
A negative 10. They're horrible. The worst driving I've ever seen, and I'm from down south.
And when they got chased out, he hit the curb.
He just hit the curb.
When they got chased out, she heard one of them say it and talk.
Okay, I'm going to talk to this.
Do you work for
They're
the BMV by chance?
Cars while he's doing interviews, folks.
Okay, so the what do the Haitians have migrants. To do to get a license? Can they transfer their license from Haiti? Or
no, they can't transfer.
Do they have to undergo the same test?
I'm not allowed to answer.
I really don't know, but I know they're getting them quick.
They're getting them quick, right?
Yeah. I don't know how.
Well, why is that? Are there certain rules they're not aware of?
They just don't pay attention, I guess. I'm not sure what it is, but they just, man, every day it's something new. They're always accident on Facebook or always seeing it. So it's always something.
In your opinion, are they doing their best to assimilate into American culture and learn the ways of what it means to be an American, or are they kind of just bringing Haitian culture here?
They bring their own culture here and stick to themselves, and they walk around stores eating food, don't pay for it. It's just they do what they want around here. It's kind of aggravating.
Okay.
It's kind of disrespectful towards us. It's been here for a long time.
You feel disrespected?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
I heard that there's rumors of neighbors' cats going missing, getting eaten. Is that real?
I've heard that. And they like to take the geese from the park, too. I've seen that, too, on Facebook. So.
Is that real?
Yeah. I've seen pictures. Pictures don't lie, right?
Do you know how the Haitians are getting their driver's license so fast?
I do not.
Okay. Are they driving pretty good out here or what?
No.
No?
I mean, why they flip their car.
Why is that, do you think?
You don't know how to drive in general.
Okay.
Like, I see them driving over there, trying to learn how to drive, but I don't know if think they have to drive at all.
Okay.
How are they getting cars?
They should have a license. No lights when they be driving around, no nothing.
Do you think it poses a threat to public safety?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Flip cars, just cutting people off. Driving super slow. Yeah.
All right,
not
man.
Safe at all.
We're asking folks their thoughts on the Haitians for a little independent news report. They can't drive?
No.
We're headed to a car crash right now. What do you think the chances are it's a Haitian?
About 99%.
All right, sister. You guys have a great night. How you doing, sir? Question for you. Bonjour. Francois. English? Oh, there we go. That's new. Do you know what happened here? I see. A lot of people said it's probably the Haitians.
Huh? Don't blame those people. It wasn't
okay. Why do you say that?
Because it was not Haitians.
Are they getting a lot of the blame for all the car accidents these days?
They could be. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what locals are telling me.
I mean, locals might
say it's probably the Haitians.
They might say that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Is there a lot of tension right now between the two groups?
Not as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you want to give me the answer, you tell me what answer I'm going to give you.
No, I'm just asking the question.
And I'm telling you.
They're both rolling hazards right in front of us. I don't know if they just don't know how to drive.
So, I mean, he's just doing live interviews, folks, and he's catching the Haitians driving out of control on video. Oh, my gosh. How are they getting cars? So, I mean, hey, it's no big deal. They might vote Democrat, so bring them in. Yeah, if they run over your daughter or, you know, eat a goose from the park or rape someone's kid, like, hey, they might vote Democrat, so it's worth it.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu. Bird flu and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID. If you get pox defense and COVIDites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for you know, some people take COVIDite. COVIDite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get COVIDite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking COVIDites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes COVIDite, you just need COVIDite and this. This should be able to cover because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
There's more to this story in Springfield, Ohio, which is essentially a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. It's about 45 minutes west of Columbus, Ohio. And you know, I can already see the smarmy, snobbish, coastal elite Democrat that already looks down on middle America. And they don't give a damn about these small cities. They laugh at them. They think they're plebs. And, you know, I would just say, you know, forget about what you think about them. Do they do anything that bothers you or gets in the way of your lifestyle? No. It's you, the coastal elite liberal, that wants to get in the way of their lifestyle, that wants to interrupt and disrupt their lives. So who's the real problem here? It's not the middle America country boy, small town American that's disrupting the lives of the coastal elite liberals. No, it's the exact opposite, actually. So you can already see the snobby liberals responding to this. Oh, yeah, some hick in Springfield, Ohio. Who cares? Well, yeah, okay, who cares? Fine. But how are they affecting your life? They're not. You're the one affecting their life. That's the problem here. So there's more to this story. Now, guys, pull up. I wasn't too aware of this guy until recently. And I mean, this guy is just a total hack. Yasher Ali. And he started responding to some of my posts on X. And, I mean, you want to talk about a total hack. You want to talk about just an absolute phony fraud. It's this Yasher Ali, who's got a pretty big account on X. And he started responding to some of my stuff. I'm like, who is this guy? And just a phony and just a coward and a fraud. And he comes out and thinks he owns the people covering the Springfield story. He says, look at this. You've probably seen the image of the guy going around. Looks like a Haitian with two geese that looks like they've been butchered, and he's about to go cook them on the open barbecue. You know, some fine Haitian cuisine in Springfield, Ohio. And this photo's gone around everywhere, and it's kind of being used like, yeah, it's proof. And there's other photos out there that'll make it. This guy talks about it on Facebook. So other photos, other videos will eventually get out there as well. And I got a couple here that we can show. But this Yasher Ali says, oh, this photo is actually from Columbus. Hey, dillweed. Springfield is 45 minutes from Columbus. Springfield is a suburb of Columbus. You absolute tool. And you know, I don't mind other people from other countries that do commentary on American politics. That's fine. I'll do commentary on other countries' politics as well. I don't try to intervene or I don't try to influence per se. But see, there's all these people on X that try to influence and intervene in American politics. They are not American. They've never been to America. They want to tell us what to think. No. How about we just put it short and sweet? No. Okay? We'll let the people of Springfield, Ohio decide what's going on with the Haitian immigrants, not someone in a country on the other side of the planet thinking that they just owned us by saying, this goose picture is actually from Columbus. Yeah. A lot of people in Springfield probably even say they're from Columbus. You absolute dillweed. No evidence they're eating geese. They have a picture of the goose on the page. Oh, my gosh. They are in full cope. This guy's walking down the streets with dead geese in his hand, and Snopes says no evidence, and then they show you the picture of the guy with the geese. They show you the evidence. What is their thing? What does it say here, guys? Hold on. Pull that back up. This is unintentional humor. I hadn't seen this. They say unfounded, but then they show you the picture, and they admit it's from Columbus. They don't have him on video actually cooking the goose and eating it. Okay. You guys, come on. He took it to the taxidermist. I mean, you know. He took it to the local taxidermist. You know. Maybe I should call. Maybe we should pull up the local Springfield taxidermy and say, hey, are you getting Haitians bringing in geese? I'm sure they'll be like, oh, it's overwhelming. Oh, see, Snopes was right. The Haitians are just killing the geese and the ducks in the park because they want to have them stuffed for their fireplace mantle. Sheesh. How did I not know? But, I mean, yeah, you come from the third world hellhole of Haiti and you see, you know, fowl in someone's yard or a cat running down the street or some geese and ducks in the park. You know, you're like, whoa, hey, that's a nice meal. You go snap the goose's neck and go home and cook them. Or no proof. Take him to the taxidermist. What's next? What are they going to say about this video? Police body cam of a woman that ate a cat here in clip 29.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile. Go like this. Did you eat that cat?
Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it?
Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with it.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society, see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
Hmm. No evidence. No evidence. This is false evidence. Is this Snopes too? Oh, it's the same article, and they're saying it's false evidence. It's just police body cam footage with what appears to be a Haitian woman and eyewitness evidence saying she was eating a cat. So they show you the evidence, and then they say there's no evidence. Look, they're, like, really panicked over this deal. And, you know, normally the Democrat-friendly media propagandists with a deal like this will either just totally ignore it. There's something weird going on here. They're really trying to cover up this story. Maybe it's because they know it's going to be so damaging to Kamala Harris. I don't know. That's weird stuff. To show the photo of the guy with the dead geese, to show the video of the woman eating the dead cat, and then say there is no evidence. Like, what the hell is that? I'm in the Twilight Zone here. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Now, I'll predict there's going to be more videos and photos that are coming out. They're just probably in these small groups or chat groups on social media. I mean, you even have stories here. Wait till you see Eric Swalwell. So this kind of adds to it with Eric Swalwell in Congress today with this whole meme phenomenon of Donald Trump with protecting cats and ducks, which, look, for the most part, is just funny. It's like taking something really sad and serious and kind of turning it into something funny. Whatever you think about that, that's really what it is. And then Eric Swalwell goes into an absolute conniption fit because he sees a meme of Donald Trump kissing a cat. Is this the grab them by the pussy phenomenon? Is that what's happening here?
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalists' own documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I've believed in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years, because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max. That is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95, 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the Full Spectrum CBD Gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer, isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men. Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now, please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Show you Eric Swalwell. This is one of the most pathetic men. You know, I was going to say one of the most pathetic men to ever be in Congress, but I think really we don't even need to add that's been in Congress. This is just one of the most pathetic men, period. I think that's it. I think that's the statement. So wait till you see him on Capitol Hill talking about a meme. Very serious stuff from Eric Swalwell. Very, very serious. So we got that coming up. Folks, remember to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how this show is possible. That's how our extended live coverage for tonight covering the presidential debate is possible as well, InfoWarsStore.com. And we care about your health. That's why we sell health supplements. Like for your cardiovascular health, Nitric Boost, VasoBeat Complete, very big for cardiovascular health and blood flow. If you have trouble sleeping, I can't recommend enough Good Night Sleep, part of the InfoWars MD product line. Good Night Sleep, 25% off. And by the way, all InfoWars MD products are 25% off. So that includes the Nerve Renew, the Joint Relief, Turmeric 95, and all of the InfoWars MD products, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we appreciate your continued support there that makes this show possible, our extended debate coverage possible, and everything else. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's go to Eric Swalwell. Brings up a picture of a meme on the floor of Congress, acting like this is a big thing to be talking about. Here it is.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, "Protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio," because he goes down some crazy rabbit hole, completely debunked that aliens are eating pets. My God, are you okay, Mr. Chairman? Because last year, for a very long time, you tweeted and promoted Kanye West as he was calling for genocide against the Jews, and you kept it up. And now, when we have victims coming here, you're tweeting this nonsense. I don't know why you would do this. I hope you're okay. I don't know if the aliens who are eating your ducks are in the room with us right now. But, Mr. Chairman, this is a serious issue. These people have loved ones who have been lost, and you tweeted this.
Yeah, Mr. Swalwell. There's something wrong with him, really. There's something disturbed in the mind of Eric Swalwell. Very strange, very disturbed man. Hold on. Can we play the beginning again with the what the hell is this? I got to be honest. This guy was probably a thespian in high school because that is a hell of a performance. I mean, I kind of want to like stand and like give a little theater clap here. I mean, the exaggerated body language and the hanging of the head and then the bringing into the parents into it. Oh, my gosh, Mr. Swalwell. Throw a rose. Hold on. Give me the what the hell at the beginning. That was. Go ahead.
What in the hell is this?
Okay.
What in the hell is this?
All right.
What in the hell is this?
Guys, hold on. I know that we've got a lot of the crew, very creative people around here. They're listening right now. Guys, the new meme just dropped. Who's going to make meme magic now? What the hell is this? And then whatever you want to put on that board. Maybe it's the guy with the dead geese. You know, that'd be a good start. But there's your new meme platform. There's your new empty meme magic material right there. What in the hell is this? And then, I don't know, put up Hillary Clinton coughing up green goblets into a glass. I mean, you know, you can go on and on. Joe Biden sniffing a child. What's happening, guys? Okay, Rob has already, he was out of there like the Roadrunner. He was out of there like Speedy Gonzalez. That's a racist joke. He hopped out of there. He said, aye, aye. And he's already getting ready. He's already got it ready to go. I don't know what he's going to put on there. I'm very much looking forward to it. Maybe it's the geese one. See, I think we start with the geese one. What the hell is this? Or you could have a picture of Fang Fang that Eric Swalwell was allegedly sleeping with the Chinese spy. I mean, this is great. Thank you, Eric. You have given... Oh, here's one. Wait a second. Huh? Maybe you put this on there? What the hell is this? Joe Biden's vote Viagra in 2020, 330,000 votes at 3 a.m. in the morning to give him Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. What the hell is this? I think the guy with the dead geese is the best, though. So Rob's going to put that out, probably put it up on his X account, too. Give him a follow, give him a share. We'll promote that. But, yeah, thank you for that, Eric Swalwell. We will definitely be using that new meme platform that you have created in your embellished political theater. Insulting to the moms there, by the way. Insulting to the witnesses there who have actually lost loved ones and had loved ones raped by the illegal immigrants that you helped let into the country. You sick, disturbed man. Seriously, that is a very disturbed man. That's the kind of man that I don't want to know what he does when he's alone. I'm reasonably assured that Swalwell does some really nasty stuff. He's probably into really nasty stuff. Just puts off the vibe, you know? And he's like a notch below Schiff, Adam Schiff. Like, Schiff is like, you know, like he's into real nasty stuff. Like, he's earned his way to run for Senate. Swalwell's into some nasty stuff, but probably not like the real bad stuff like Schiff is into. So that's what you get from the Democrat Party. But, you know, to get serious for a second, Swalwell is the guy who went in front of the same committee and said, I have the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. I have the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. I'm going to show the world the evidence of the Trump-Russia collusion. And he never produced it because... And he's going to sit up there in these hyper-exaggerated emotional outbursts over a joke, a meme, like he's serious all of a sudden. Like, oh, he's so serious, and he's insulting the actual victims that are witnesses up there. He's a clown. He's a lying clown who probably is compromised by the Chinese communists. What an idiot. What an absolute idiot. And this guy's going to get up there and embellish himself. Oh my God, look at this photo of Trump with a duck. Why are we not serious here? It's a joke. But see, notice.
What in the hell is this?
But he has no problem. He's going to go up there and show you an AI image of Trump with a duck. But he has no problem with all the illegals that came in and raped and murdered Americans whose family members are sitting in front of him in a panel. And he's going to get up there and do a political stunt about a cartoon. What an absolute clown. What an absolute clown. All right. We got a lot coming up. We're going to really start to get debate heavy when we come back for the third and final hour of the War Room. I got a bunch of Kamala clips that we're going to focus on. I mean, come on, Eric. You couldn't land a lady like that. I'm actually surprised he's straight, if I'm being honest. Yeah, maybe that was it. The crew theorizes it's the first time a woman ever talked to him. But he is married with children. So I'm surprised he's even straight. But Eric Swalwell, triggered over cartoons, does not care about illegal immigrants raping and killing young girls whose victims' families are sitting right in front of him as he's getting overly emotional about a cartoon. He's a very unserious person.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.